Pope Benedict's message for Lent 2008 was released today at the Holy See Press Office. This year's message focuses on proper attitude towards almsgiving. Charles Collins provides some extracts from the document.
According to the teaching of the Gospel, we are not owners, but rather administrators of the goods we possess. These, then, are not to be considered as our exclusive possession, but means through which the Lord calls each one of us to act as a steward of his providence for our neighbor. In the Gospel, Jesus explicitly admonishes the one who possesses and uses earthly riches only for self. In the face of the multitudes, who, lacking everything, suffer hunger, the words of St. John acquire the tone of a ringing rebuke. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? In those countries whose population is majority Christian, the call to share is even more urgent, since the responsibility toward the many who suffer poverty and abandonment is even greater. To come to their aid is a duty of justice, even prior to being an act of charity. If, in accomplishing a good deed, we do not have as our goal God's glory and the real well-being of our brothers and sisters, looking rather for a return of personal interest or simply of applause, we place ourselves outside of the gospel vision. In today's world of images, attentive vigilance is required, since this temptation is great. Almsgiving, according to the gospel, is not mere philanthropy. Rather, it is a concrete expression of charity, a theological virtue that demands interior conversion to love of God and neighbor, in imitation of Jesus Christ, who, dying on the cross, gave his entire self for us. The Lenten practice of almsgiving thus becomes a means to deepen our Christian vocation. I'm Charles Collins.
Launching the papal message today, President of the Pontifical Council, Cor Unum, Cardinal Paul Joseph Cordes said that charity goes hand in hand with justice. Imre McCarthy reports.
Presenting the document Tuesday, Cor Unum President Cardinal Cordes said at the heart of the Pope's Lenten message is a reminder, in giving, we receive.
If we look only to the sacrifice and we don't see that this sacrifice will free me and the joy of the risen Christ, then I am not a true Christian.
Cor Unum Secretary Monsignor Carol Castile said that during Lent the Council is inundated with requests for help.
The first of the 9 tasks that the Pope entrusted to the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, what he calls the catechesis of charity, make people understand what charity is all about. Because there's a lot of misunderstanding also on the word itself. As you know, in the English-speaking world, there are lots of charities. But do they mean charity in the sense of the gospel, the virtue of charity, faith, hope, and charity, love, the love of God and the love of our neighbor? And that's what the Holy Father intends to say in his Lenten message.
Speaking to journalists Tuesday, Cardinal Cordes also pointed out that justice goes hand in hand with charity. He called for greater transparency among aid agencies working in the field, particularly regarding the actual percentage of donated monies which arrive at the intended destination, pointing out that in some cases over 50% is spent on no necessary administration costs. In sharp contrast, he quoted figures of Christian charities such as Caritas, the Order of Malta, and Aid to the Church in Need. According to 2006 figures, out of a total donations, these global organizations spent 9, 7, and 6%, respectively, on logistical expenses, the rest going completely to the projects they were destined for. Hans-Peter Ruthelin is president of Aid to the Church in Need, which raised over $81 million in 2006 to help over 5,000 projects worldwide.
One of the secrets we have to help us to calm down the administration costs is that we look to work through volunteers. We help the bishops to do their job, that they can do it. I think the biggest challenge is to never be forced something, and that is colonialism, and it's not even more Christian.
Hans Rosling concluded by quoting Father Werenfried, founder of Aid to the Church in Need. It is essential for all aid agencies to remember that they are not only administrating the money of their benefactors, they are, above all, administrating their sacrifice and their charity. I'm Ira McCarthy.